Yes? Yes?
Senator Moss, 9-0.
Right. President, how are you, sir?
Doing fine. I was giving a little thought to the desirability of maybe calling my friend, President McKay, and asking him to come into Washington to visit with me. I don't think these Mormons, anybody ever pays a damn bit of attention to them, the Democratic Party, except at election time.
That's a wonderful idea. I tell you, sir,
He may be too old to do it, but it wouldn't hurt his feelings, would it?
No, it wouldn't a bit, and I'm sure he'd be delighted to hear from you. He may not be able to travel, but President Brown, Hugh Brown, who is the next man in line, and also is a good staunch Democrat, might like to accept the invitation if the president didn't feel that he could.
All right, I don't say anything about it, but I'll call him and I'll ask him about President Brown if he says he can't come.
That'd be an excellent idea, because earlier in the month when I was talking with President Brown, I told him that if he was coming to Washington at any time and would let me know, I would see if it weren't possible to have an appointment with you, and so I know that he would be delighted if he were given that chance.
Tell your editor out there I said hello to him at your paper. It'd been so nice to me. How are you getting along out there?
Well, getting along fine. I'm down here dedicating a little post office right now, and I'll go in and tell them you sent your greetings.
I wish you would. Just tell them that I'm thinking of Utah. It's one of my favorite states. We don't want to lose that, Frank. Now, you're depending on you.
I don't think we will. We're working it hard.
They've got a fellow that they're recommending out there for the FDIC that Bennett's raising a lot of hell about, a Republican that's his friend, and it's a Republican membership.
Yeah.
The bankers want another fellow. Dirksen has recommended Bennett's man because Bennett is the head of the banking currency, and they have to get along with him. Yeah. Do you know this fellow that they're talking about?
Yes, I do, sir. And
what's his name, Randall?
He's a good man. He's a young fellow. He's a Republican, but he's a very reasonable one. He's not a Bennett stripe at all.
Uh-huh.
I would like to see him appointed, and I have already told him that I would support him, even though Bennett's trying to capitalize on
What's his name, Randall?
Randall, yes. He comes from, in fact, the county where I am now is his county.
Is he a pretty educated fella?
Yes, he is. He's a college man.
How old is he?
He's about 38 years old.
Do you think that we could depend on him to go along with me and help me if I put him in here, or would he just be playing politics all day?
No, he wouldn't be playing politics.
Is he a Mormon?
He's a Mormon.
Why don't I ask McKay about him?
Fine, McKay.
What's his name?
Randall. It's K.
K. Randall?
K. Randall.
K-A-Y?
Yes. He comes from Provo, Utah.
All right. How's Phyllis?
Oh, she's fine, thanks. I left her in Washington last night, so she's back there, and I'm out here.
I wish I'd known it. I'd called her up and flirted with her today if I'd known you was out of town.
I'm glad you didn't find out.
Good talk to you, Frank.
And give my love to Lady Bird.
Bye. All right.
Thank you.
Bye.